This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, signing out of court. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If you don't understand what you just signed, can you be held to what it says? This case involved Juan, who was hired to work at a refinery. He understood very little spoken English and couldn't read English at all. Nevertheless, he somehow passed a written exam in English and was hired. The company then required him to attend an orientation session and assigned a Spanish-speaking employee to help him fill out a 14-page employment agreement. The document contained an arbitration requirement, meaning that Juan gave up his right to go to court. Juan ended up being fired for allegedly dropping a bottle filled with urine from a great height onto another employee. He sued for wrongful discharge, and the court that first heard the case found he didn't knowingly consent to the arbitration clause. But the appeals court reversed, holding that in the absence of fraud, you are held to what you sign. So the bottom line is, when you sign on the bottom line, you're bound no matter what. Let's just call it a signing of the times. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.